This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you with all your auto repair needs. Maintenance and restoration projects, they get easy with O'Reilly's. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, save 15% when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and two Brake Best rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now here on SB Nation Radio is the great Dan Shonka of OurLodge.com. Dan, thanks for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
You betcha. Great being with you again this year. Looking forward to it. Going to have an exciting 4 or 5 weeks to go here, and or a little more for some of those draft fans, I guess.
Well, yeah, we got to just fire it up now because this is the fun offseason of the NFL. I want to start with the news today. It's official. Philip Rivers will be a free agent. Where will Philip Rivers play next year?
You know what? That's going to be the million-dollar question, but I think Tampa could be a landing spot. You know, and not just because his family moved to Florida, I don't know if, you know, if that's a deal, but hey, I think Indianapolis is a possibility. The Colts need a quarterback, and they got a lot of good things around them. They got blocking. They got a defense that's, you know, ascending. They got talent there. You know, the Tampa needs some offensive line help, but, you know, I think that wherever he lands, you know, he just had a real rough year last year. He didn't have blocking, and I think he took too many chances. You know, he's a gunslinger, but, yeah, he's a guy that's going to have to settle into an offense, and you always win games by avoid losing them, and, you know, he lost a lot of games for the Chargers last year.
Yeah, it just felt like he got on his heels a bit as the Chargers were always playing from behind, and it was a tough season. But clearly, when he's been good, he has been very good. We'll see. So we're talking to Dan Shonka of OurLodge.com. Want to ask you about Tom Brady. More rumors this weekend, the latest that he might land with the Cowboys, which I think is now getting dismissed. But do you see Tom Brady leaving the Patriots?
Nope. He's gonna retire a Patriot. No, yeah. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that, you know, he's, you know, I thought at one time he probably loved to go to his boyhood team in the 49ers, but hey, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. I think whenever he wants to hang it up, it's going to be by his choice, and it's going to be in New England.
So, Dan, I want to ask you about the upcoming draft. This is your season. This is your time to shine, and we're so glad to have you on with us. So this year's draft, it looks like it could possibly start at number 3 with Detroit. It looks like Cincinnati's going to take quarterback Joe Burrow out of LSU. It's looking like Washington has got its sights on defensive end Chase Young out of Ohio State. So what happens at number 3 with Detroit if that's the case? And any chance, if Washington does take Chase Young, do you think they would consider, if Haskins isn't ready, would they put Alex Smith in at all? And is he able to play, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, that was a terrible injury that he had.
Oh,
and
brutal.
It looks like, yeah, it was awful. And I think that, you know, he's been working hard to rehab. I think we've all seen it, you know, on TV where he's rehabbing on the treadmill, running about 20 miles an hour. He looks like but it's still, you know, that injury moving laterally and things like that, we're just going to have to see. But, you know, he's going to be a good, solid quarterback. I don't know if he's going to have the juice to do the things that you want to do. But, yeah, I don't see him going to Detroit. But I think that, you know, he might be a good mentor in Washington, which he may stay there.
What do you see Detroit doing with that number 3 pick?
Well, I tell you, they a lot of ways they can go. I think they would love to have Chase Young, but I think that the cornerback spot is, you know, they're going to zero in on their top cornerback. Now, you know, we like Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. I think that that may be the spot for them. You know, he's the top corner in this draft. They need a corner. They could have an edge. They need an edge pass rusher. So I think that's why they'd love to have Young. There's nobody else can be graded up that high. But, you know, hey, they could use some help in the offensive line. But really, none of those tackles, I don't believe, are ready to go in that third pick. So, but the cornerback, that which they desperately need, I think, is a good spot at three.
Yeah, it strikes me they could be a team that would trade down. If Tua were to show up healthy, play well, that somebody might want to get ahead of the Dolphins at number five. What's your prognosis on Tua? How well do you think he can demonstrate his ability to play prior to the draft?
Well, personally, I tell you, I would probably have him on our side board, which would be the medical board.
Yeah.
I think that if he explodes and all that once he's signed and gets drafted, that's great for the team that drafts him. But I wouldn't put my job on the line for the guy because, I mean, you know, you're talking about two injured ankles, you're talking about a knee, you're talking about a hip, and, you know, we're talking, and I mean, he's a bionic man, you know, he's had shoulder soreness and things too. So, but if he was completely clean, you know, he'd be probably the top quarterback in this draft. And also, you know, if he was completely clean, then, you know, there'd be all kinds of people moving up trying to get him because you need a quarterback like that on your team, your franchise guy. But anyway, I personally, I wouldn't draft him, but I think Miami is, you know, I had their eyes on him for a long time, and they may make a move to get up and get him.
And Dan, what does it mean? So you're a former scout and NFL personnel guy. When Tua says, my main goal is to win the medical at the combine, what exactly does that mean?
Well, I tell you, Carla, what happens is when you go to the combine, if you're not injured, you might be, because the way they twist and turn you, they all the teams, so you're talking about 32 teams have at least 8 to 10 doctors there that will examine every part of these guys. They get x-rays, they'll be twisting and turning these guys, and they're going to find out if they're injured. And, you know, that's the other thing that bothers me, because if you're clean, coming in the NFL, that's a great thing, but if you're banged up, it's not going to get any better, okay? So that's what really scares me about Tua.
Yeah, because your durability concerns with ankle, knee, and hip are real. They really are. It'll be interesting to see.
Let me ask you about one other quarterback, Jordan Love. Does he find his way into the first round?
I think he will, but again, he's scary. In fact, yeah. The only solid guy is Burrow. I mean, you can't throw more interceptions than you do touchdowns and be a viable choice. And he did some good things at the Senior Bowl, but, you know, that is just a little piece in a slice of the pie, all right? What you're looking for is guys that are consistent over their career. You know, you hear all these excuses. Well, you know, he lost his receivers, he lost his blockers, he lost his running game, da da da. Well, you know what? If you're a great quarterback, you overcome that and make things happen. And he was throwing balls over wide receivers' heads. He's missing tight ends that were clearly wide open. But as a developmental guy, he's got all the talent in the world. He can run. He's very mobile. He's got a strong arm. He's got the big hands that you like in a quarterback. So he's got a lot of things to work with.
Great stuff, Dan Shonka of OurLads.com. You can find Dan Shonka at OurLads.com. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
You betcha. Thank you. All right, looking forward to seeing you guys the rest of the year, okay?
Thank you, Dan.
You
got it.
Look forward to it.